stories that we're following for you today here on Robin Hood Radio. A public hearing to determine whether the state of Connecticut will allow new vans to close maternity at Charette Hospital is being scheduled. The public hearing to determine whether the state of Connecticut will allow new vans to close the maternity at Charette Hospital has been scheduled. At that hearing, you can testify to the Connecticut Office of Health Strategy on the application by new vans. The Connecticut Office of Health Strategy public hearing via Zoom will be held Tuesday, October 18th at 10 a.m. Public testimony is scheduled to start at 3 p.m. Written testimony can be emailed to ohs@ct.gov with your written testimony by Monday, October 17th. Reference docket number 22-32511-CON. Oral testimony will take place on Tuesday, October 18th. You can sign up via Zoom starting at 2 p.m. Public testimony will start at 3 p.m. Now, meanwhile, the Save the Charette Hospital Community Foundation has given the following dates for upcoming community roundtables. Coming up this Friday, tomorrow at 6 p.m., St. Bernard's Church in Sharon. On Thursday, September 29th at 4 p.m. at the Scoville Library, Wardell Community Room in Salisbury. And Wednesday, October 5th at 6 p.m. at the Northeast Millerton Library Annex in Millerton, New York. Now, Save Charette Hospital has also planned a rally to Save Charette Hospital on Sunday, October 16th at 2 p.m. That is scheduled to be held on the Sharon Town Green. Out of New York State from TriCornerNews.com, Greg Pulver has announced a run for county executive. Quote, "I told you you'd be the first to know, and now you're the first to know," end quote, said the chair of the Dutchess County Legislature regarding his official announcement of his candidacy for the county executive position come 2023. Pulver shared his intentions with the Millerton News on Friday. Quote, "I personally have 100% decided I'm going to run for county executive," according to the Pine Plains native, a multi-generational farmer and longtime public servant. Continuing on, quote, "I think I am actually ready to share the news with everybody," end quote. Pulver has been contemplating entering the race for months. Beginning January 1st, 2023, the office will be vacated by three-term county executive Marcus Molinaro. So meetings coming up in our area. In North Canaan tonight at 7 o'clock, the Inland and Wetland Monthly Meeting will be held. In Falls Village tonight at 7 p.m., it's the Planning and Zoning Regular Meeting. In Salisbury, longtime Hotchkiss School art history instructor Werner Drake will offer two free talks, one on September 23rd and one on September 30th at Noble Horizons, the Dutch Golden Age of Painting, Why Rembrandt and His Contemporaries Still Matter. Registration for that in-person program is available at noblehorizons.org or 860-435-9851, extension 188. Noble Horizons, of course, located on Cobble Road in Salisbury. The Peddler's Flea Market is coming up September 24th in Falls Village. The Peddler's Flea Market, the Falls Village Canon Historical Society's market, takes place on Saturday, September 24th from 8 a.m. till 2 p.m. at the South Canon Meeting House, 12 Route 63 in Falls Village. If it rains, there is a rain date set for Sunday, September 25th. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, where they have a regular menu, a tapas menu, and dinner specials nightly. InterlakenInn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and also on Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, SalisburyBank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off the day today at 30,183.78. The NASDAQ at 11,220.19. And the S&P 500 at 3789.93. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast from our meteorologist, Pat Pagano. That comes your way in just a few moments.